Good afternoon, Daniel. Another Saturday afternoon. I'm primed and ready to hit the water this arvo, Daniel.
Oh, listen to you go. You get all the tough jobs. Well, tell us a little bit about the conditions over this weekend. I reckon, well, I'm not a meteorologist by any stretch of the imagination, but this might be one of the last weekends where we might be able to go fishing because, you know, all that warm weather has just seemed to have disappeared, but it's still nice this weekend.
Well, normally, Daniel, I say autumn is one of the best times of the year to actually go fishing. So we've had a couple of weekends where totally different weather. Like Easter was fantastic. Last weekend, well, it was cold enough to snow here in Ballarat. So, and then this week, a little bit different again. And it's going to be just fantastic weather for fishing this weekend. So as I said, I'm hoping to be out on the water this afternoon. I'm actually fishing in the Pertec Fishing Challenge, which is run over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. It's a national competition, so never know. We might be able to catch a nice big rainbow or brown trout on Lake Wenderee or a big redfin and maybe snag a prize. You just never know. But it's certainly the weather has been totally different for this time of the year, and who knows what next week's going to bring.
You might even snag a $2,000 fish for the Golden Tag competition. That's double points, isn't it, if you do something like that?
Well, look, that would be fantastic. And I did notice there was one caught this week, so we're up to 102 now. So that was a nice brim caught in the Bem River down in Gippsland. So there's still plenty of fish out in our waterways that do have those golden tags hanging out of them. And we've got until the end of this year to catch one of those. So there's either a $10,000 or $2,000 prizes out there. And in some have been stocked in our local waterways around central Victoria. So our anglers have certainly got a chance to nail one of those, Daniel.
Every parent's favourite word over the next couple of days, Shane, will be school's back. Every kid, on the other hand, not so happy with that. But a lot of kids and families have been away over these school holidays. I guess, you know, over the next couple of months, because I think the next holidays are maybe July, August, around that area. I just get told when my son has the 2 weeks off. He says, "Oh, I've got 2 weeks off starting tomorrow." And I go, "Oh, really? You only just had 2 weeks off?" But we have that other argument for another day. But I guess, you know, school going back may be a great opportunity for mum and dad and the kids to reassess their camping equipment over the weekend and give it a bit of a wash, bit of TLC, and get the kids involved in doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah, certainly, Dan. And look, I think yourself and a lot of the other listeners that do do listen to the fishing program certainly know that myself, I like to be an organised person. And one thing I always mention is maintenance. And you've just nailed it right on the head. Families have been away over the Easter, the school holidays. It's a good opportunity not just to throw the tent, the fishing gear and everything in the back of the shed. And when it's time to go fishing or camping next time, just drag it out and hope everything's all right. You should have really taken a little bit of notice. Oh, I need some new tent pegs, or this has got a bit of a hole in it, or that's got a tear in it, or we need some new fishing line. The reel needs a bit of TLC, it needs some grease, or something like that.
Yep.
So certainly maintenance, take that opportunity and get the whole family involved in that. And, you know, the kids, get them off the PlayStations and the iPads and those sorts of things. And be part of that. So when it comes around to their turn of knowing of what to do when they've got their own kids or go camping when they're at their age by themselves,
yep,
that they do know all about this maintenance sort of thing.
Shane Stevens is joining us this afternoon on the Sideline View. Now, Shane, for those who might be adventurous enough to go and wet a line later today or maybe tomorrow, where are we going to catch a fish, mate?
Oh, the weather has dictated everything, as we've already discussed, but fantastic this weekend. So for those people that like to chase trout, certainly lots of waterways around central Victoria, Tullaroop Reservoir, it's been producing some lovely rainbow and brown trout on flies and lures. Lake Wenderee, that's been producing trout again, flies, lures as well, and on muddeye. Murrawool Reservoir, some lovely rainbow trout being caught out there. Then we've got Tullaroop once again. Some anglers have been catching redfin. And Cancurran, there's been the odd Murray cod and yellow belly being caught there. And then you've got Lake Epilock just at Bendigo's back door. Some redfin, yellow belly and Murray cod. And the river, anyone that's heading up the river this weekend, certainly it has been fishing really, really well. And the reports I've received from over Easter and the school holidays is that it's the best it's fished for a long, long time over that period. So certainly plenty of opportunities for the families and the anglers to head out and catch a fish this weekend, and I certainly will be on the water.
Take advantage of the weather while we can. Hey, Shane, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let us know if you catch a fish or maybe catch a cold.
Cheers, Daniel. Hopefully I'll catch one, but not the other.
Well, hopefully it is the fish. Hey, Shane, once again, really do appreciate your time. It is the Sideline View on Gold, Central Victoria.